Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo, and it's Friday the 7th of February, and I'm just heading back home again. What a gorgeous day it's been this afternoon. Mostly clear blue sky, sunshine, about 9 degrees, would you believe? Yeah, I've still got gloves on and a big jacket because the sun's going down now and the temperature's dropping rapidly. But I'm just heading back down through the park. I thought I'd tell you what I've been up to today, since I'm getting the chance. And I should tell you that I am recording on my Roland CS10EM binaural microphones, earbuds, and giving them another run out. I tend to forget I've got those, to be honest with you, which is crazy. Or maybe it's just it's so easy just to lift the zoom out of the pocket and record from that. But one of the things I noticed, and while I'm on that subject, I'll tell you, one of the problems I noticed with the in-ear mics is that wind noise. Now, with this set of binaural mics, you do get little spongy foam wind spoffles that just clip on over the cable as it enters the earpieces or mics. And they're not very good, to be honest with you. They're far too small, far too thin, and far too feeble to actually filter out wind noise. And I was trying to figure out a way of doing that. And I've come across a solution that I'm trying just now, and I'm hoping that'll work. It's not really windy today. There's a light breeze, but I'm going to give them a try anyway. And that is, I have started wearing recently a buff. If you know what a buff is, it's one of these sports buffs that you get and can, it sits around your neck. It's just a tube of material, and you can wear it around your neck, or you can pull it over your back of your head, or you can pull it up over your face. And I have that from my cycling, and these are excellent things, and I've started to wear it recently just to keep my neck warm, you know, rather than have to wear a scarf all the time, which can be cumbersome. And in fact, so much so that I forgot to take it off last night and almost went to bed with it on. So what I've done is I've pulled the buff up the back of my head and over the top of my head and my ear, so the front of my head and my face is all perfectly clear. Yes, I've not got a mirror in front of me, but I probably look like some kind of deranged numpty. But I'm trying that to see if that will, without the little foam spoffles on, will actually filter out any wind noise on the way home. So that's just an aside, really, and we'll see how it goes once I get back home. The first part of this, by the way, was without the buff up. So if you notice wind noise at the very beginning of this, and now you're not noticing any wind noise, then that's great. That's fantastic. So I'd be doing some kind of job. But anyway, what I've been doing, and I've been doing this for the past week, I've been rearranging the garage, the interior of the garage, that will be holding my wife's new car when it comes, apparently, according to a message I got yesterday from the dealership, it's still on schedule for the middle of March, which is fine, because it was really needing tidied up and rearranged, and to be honest with you, I've done a heck of a work moving all my storage containers and worktop and workbench, I should say, all kinds of things and get things up on its new shelves, get them off the floor and everything to the back of the garage so that, and the garage is floored by the way, so it's been floored for years, so that when her new car comes it will have a lovely clean and lined out garage and line it out with gyprock sheeting. I'm not sure what Stefano called it something the other day there, but it's the same stuff. Chalk sheeting, gyprock we call it over here. So today I've been strapping out the walls in readiness for getting the sheeting at the beginning of the week, and I'll get it all sheeted out. That way when a car goes in, if a door opens too far accidentally and hits a wall, it'll hit the gyprock sheeting and do absolutely no damage whatsoever to the car, rather than the breeze block walls that the garage is built with, which would definitely dent it. So as I said, I've been doing so much work over the past week and a half in the garage, to be honest, and I'm sorting the electrics out in there, tidying things up, rerouting cables behind the strapping so that when I sheet up there'll be no cables visible anywhere that's supplying sockets or any other equipment. It'll all be very, very neat and tidy. And that's where I want it. I've got good lighting in there just now, and I'll probably add another couple of lights. Just make it into a showroom for our new car when it comes. So basically that's what I've been doing, and it's, I've actually feel the benefit of it. You know, I've been saying for a long while, about being since the beginning of this year, in fact, since Christmas, trying to get my mind set into this positivity, positive feelings, positive attitude. And you know, it's working so far. Yes, there's a couple, two or three negative things have come along my way. I've still not got the tailgate off my Volvo opening. I've googled my eyes out. I even visited my local garage this morning, and the guys told me what to look for. What are Stephen, he knew in particular. He said it right away. He says, the micro switch on the rear door handle, that's going to be it. And they says it's about £100 for a new one, not for the micro switch. Apparently comes in a complete assembly, but I'm going to have to take it out first to check it. I can always bridge out the micro switch, and if that opens a lock, then I've won a coconut, because if I have to buy a new switch assembly, I'll buy it. The main thing is to get this tailgate opening. It's a bit cumbersome for me to have to open the back doors and pull things from the back to and fold the back seats down. Mary will be getting curious if she starts to see me doing that on a regular basis and not opening the tailgate. I think she wondered last night, was it last night or Wednesday? Wednesday, down at Sainsbury's in Lithgow, when we got the messages, and I usually open the tailgate and swing all the messages in the bags into the back. I just opened the rear door and I said, just put them in the rear seat, and now 10 minutes and we'll be home. And she didn't think anything, but if I continue to do that, she's going to say, wait a minute, is there something wrong with that rear door on that car? She is, because she's like that. She sees things, and she's a watchful eye. Anyway, so hopefully I can get that fixed as soon as possible. Got a funeral tomorrow morning, old Mary Kelly. Some of you, I mentioned it earlier in the week, I think. Pretty sure I did. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have not mentioned it. That makes sense. So Mary's funeral's tomorrow morning. She was a great friend of Mary's, and a really old lady, well in her 80s, and just passed, slipped away basically. And I knew her, and you know, she's a lovely lady, but she wasn't really a great friend of mine, so I just knew her through Mary. But I'm going to go to the funeral anyway, just to be there with Mary, because she will be upset. And so I have to go back now and give the car a wee dicht. It's not dirty by any means, but there's all this rain that we've had recently. You've only got to drive a few miles, and really you've got all the spattered dirt along the side, the bottom end of your car. So I'm going to give it a quick dicht with hot water and the hose, and that'll be ready for tomorrow morning. And I won't be doing any more in the garage now. I've tidied it all up, put the lights out, and I'll close it when I go back. My new garage door, by the way. Hiya. Hello. A friend of mine's John. Not a close friend, but another friend from the church. Gibby's just quick, keen to get home. He's got, looks like he's got his tea in his bag. So what was I saying there? My God. Well, you know, I really shouldn't diversify my mind at any point. It just gets completely derailed up a big long siding and can never get back. So I was saying about going home. Yeah, my new door, that's what I was talking about, my new garage door. Wow, I'll tell you about this. This is fantastic having this garage door. You know, it opens, it's just like the fingertip touches, you see. You've only got to turn the handle and it pops itself open and springs halfway up, and then it's just another two-finger push to push it all the way to the back. And it's the same on the way down. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my old door, when it was new, never operated that way or that smoothly or efficiently. So anyway, you can probably hear that I'm approaching the busy Glasgow Road, as we call it, out of town west. And trust me, that road, when I walked up the street at 3:30, was like the Haymarket in peak rush hour in Edinburgh. The traffic now in this town is unbelievable. Kicks off about 2:30, 3:00 in the afternoon. I don't know why, because surely people don't finish their work at that time. Anyway, just getting horrendous now. So, by what I'm hearing in my lugs, that wind buff seems to have kept any kind of wind noise out of these mics. So, I'll play it back through, I'm going to put it into Audacity. I'll play it back and listen for the wind noise. And if that works, then that's fantastic. And all I need to do, if that does work, is instead of looking like a complete and utter numpty, is I turn around to look in somebody's window and I see, yes, I actually look like a numpty. So what I'll do now is, whenever I do this with the wind buff for the binaurals, I'll put my bonnet on. And at least that way, only the extreme back of my head and my neck will look partial numpty, and the rest of me will look like the, you know, well-respected gentleman of fashion, as the Kinks used to say. That was a brilliant song, by the way. I had all the records, well, not all, I had most of the records. And I remember those songs well. Anyway, complete diversification of topic here, but that's what it's all about, isn't it? Audio. And anyway, it's a ramble, and I do love listening to other people's rambles when they're out and about. Topics tend never to stabilise and stay as one thing. It becomes completely random at times, depending on the thoughts and who they meet and what happens. And the only thing I do wish is that I could shut all this traffic noise out, because that is a complete another burden on the ears. And I've noticed it more and more that when I'm listening to audio boos as I walk along the roads, I have to walk along the roads to get to the park, that I've noticed that I'm having to turn the volume up more and more on my earbuds, simply because the intrusion of road noise now is horrendous. And then the reason that I notice that is that when I turn off and walk down into the quietness of the park, is that it's too loud in my ears and I have to turn it back down again. So that just shows you. Yes, well, anyway. Home again, jiggity jig. Speak again soon. Thanks for listening and bye for now.